Welcome to another Spin Cycle look at the open and closed in the media. Today's topic, public shame. This week, Fox dropped the entire O.J. Simpson hypothetical tell-all book and interview, signaling to many observers that Rupert Murdoch had finally discovered that there really is a level that you can sink to that the public will not tolerate. But was it really the public that revolted? Yes, the public was disgusted, but frankly, enough of them probably still would have tuned in to give it higher ratings than Fox normally gets in that time slot. Maybe not all those viewers would have admitted that they had seen it the next day at work, but that is perhaps one of the reasons why TV can get so lowbrow. Watching TV at home is a private act. Buying commercial time on that TV show, though, is a very public act. In fact, making a public display is the whole purpose of buying commercial time. And looking at the sequence of events, it was an advertiser revolt that began it. After all, advertisers have a nearly bottomless array of choices for getting their message across to the public, and if one of them is not going to be helpful, then why use it? So the affiliates quickly found that not only did they have a show they couldn't sell any ad time for, but they were having trouble selling ads for the shows in the week before and after. Once the affiliates began jumping ship, Fox's goal of using the show for a sweeps week rating win also became untenable. Once the affiliates dropped the show, then viewership in that city would become zero, and you really can't do worse than zero. The lesson from this is that advertiser boycotts can be an effective tool against bad television. In general, though, they don't work because the people threatening the boycott are not the ones who would be seeing the commercial. It has to reach a point where the viewers themselves will be disgusted with your association with the program, while conveniently ignoring the fact that they are watching it. For Spin Cycle, I'm Daniel Raymond on 90.1 KSAK.